DW.
With its curved modern lines, glass facade and massive size, the local administrative office in the eastern Chinese city Rongcheng stands out, like a stranded spaceship. Zheng Yan has come here this morning to inquire about his social credit balance. The 42-year-old completes the forms and hands them over to the city clerk.
I work for a public authority, for the forestry office. I need an assessment for a promotion, and for that, I need to find out the balance on my social credit account. If it's not good enough, I won't be promoted. But I'm not worried. I pay attention to my behavior and my actions. I shouldn't have any major deductions.
Rongcheng began introducing a social credit system back in 2014. It's a radical yet simple idea. The state collects as much data as possible, brings it together and evaluates it. Each citizen gets a social credit account, which the state can use to punish or reward its citizens based on their behavior. Zheng Yan knows what to watch out for in his daily life.
If I run a red light while driving, my social balance goes down. It's all connected, all the public agencies. If you misbehave in public, if you're involved in a brawl, for example, you immediately show up on the blacklist. My work at the forestry office also contributes to this social credit system. If citizens aren't satisfied with our service, they can complain, and this has an impact on my rating.
There are about 670,000 citizens in Rongcheng, and they have to regularly present their social credit scores. If they're being considered for promotion at work, to evaluate their membership in the Communist Party, for a loan application at the bank. Nothing is possible without a good rating. An Lin, who works as a clerk at the Office for Social Credit Management, explains the point system.
Initially, the balance is at 1,000 social credits. With time, this number then increases or decreases. The highest rating is AAA, a credit score of at least 1,050 points. From there, it goes down to AA, then A, and so on. The worst rating is D, that's under 599 points.
People with an A rating are on the red list, while everyone else is on the black list. Those in the red receive preferential treatment when it comes to school admissions, for example, social services or insurance. Those in the C group are regularly controlled and have certain restrictions, a reduced social assistance, for example. Anyone with a lowest D rating is disqualified from leadership positions, loses access to certain benefits, and is saddled with a poor credit rating. But these are all things that Zheng Yan doesn't have to worry about. For him, it's good news. His social credit score is a respectable 1.015 points. An A-plus rating. He looks over the document and smiles.
Look, here I have a few deductions, 5 in total. Once because I went through a red light. But here, under work performance, I've gained 20 points. If I'd have had a B rating, a promotion would have been out of the question. Officials who work in public service, like me, need at least an A.
In Rongcheng, more than 50 public agencies and other institutions contribute information to the social credit system. Data is collected on family status, criminal records, traffic statistics, credit history, tax information, social security status, even mobile phone contracts with state-owned telecom companies. Chinese software giant Kingdee has developed a platform for collecting and evaluating the data, and the amount of data collected by the state is huge. One of the key strategists behind China's social credit system is Jiang Zheng, an economics professor at the prestigious Peking University. The campus in the northwest of the Chinese capital looks like a small town. Plenty of parkland, lots of greenery, tall trees and stately buildings. Zheng heads the research center for the social credit system and advises the Chinese government. His vision? A comprehensive system of assessment, punishment and reward for the citizens, as well as companies. Zheng sees the system as a key part of China's future plan to morally control its citizens.
It's a system both for businesses and for individual citizens. Just one example, if a young person wants to marry and parents are uncertain about the prospective partner, they can check on their social credit balance. There are marriage agencies which already do this. It's up to the government to decide which information should be collected about its citizens, whether you regularly walk your dog or visit your parents, for example. So far, there are no specifications. It depends on the needs of the respective cities and districts.
The Chinese government issued its first guidelines for a social credit system in 2014. It stated that a comprehensive, interlinked system should be set up throughout the country by 2020. Currently, there are dozens of pilot projects throughout the country. Many local governments have developed a social credit system, among them Rongcheng. It was one of the first cities to set up the system and is considered a great success, according to Zheng.
The city of Rongcheng has tried many things, and many of them were successful. For example, drivers give pedestrians the right of way at crosswalks because they're rewarded with points. It's not even a requirement under traffic law. As a result, society is well ordered in the city. The residents, the medical and economic environment, all of it functions well. We believe the social credit system has a positive effect on both the business and social atmosphere in the city.
Even though much of the system is still under construction, China has already begun sanctioning its citizens for bad behavior. Since 2013, the Supreme Court has maintained a so-called blacklist of defaulting debtors, fare dodgers and other financial delinquents. On board China's high-speed trains, passengers are warned, even in English, that those who travel without a valid ticket will end up on the blacklist.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to keep an atmosphere of good faith and manners, please take the train with a valid ticket. Any fare evading passengers will be punished according to the relevant laws and the regulations. And the names of the fare evaders will be entered into a local credit blacklist according to the regulations on administration of credit investigation industry.
Those who run afoul of these rules are in many cases barred from traveling by express train or airplane. Last year alone, this punishment was handed out some 6.7 million times, according to official data from the Supreme Court. A 27-year-old cameraman from Beijing is one such case. He did not want to meet with us, but agreed to speak by phone.
I was punished because I co-signed a loan for a third party, and that loan wasn't repaid. Later, when I wanted to travel by plane, I found I was unable to buy a ticket. I then found out that I had been barred from buying tickets. That was in November 2016, and today I still can't buy tickets for the airplane or for the express train.
In China, the purchase of rail and airplane tickets is linked to a person's ID number, making it easy to identify buyers. Ticket bans are therefore quickly implemented. So far, however, they have only been used to punish financial crimes. But China now wants to include the social and moral behavior of its citizens in its assessment, bringing everything out in the open. A system that rewards its citizens for acceptable behavior in the eyes of the Communist Party and punishes those who don't follow the rules. Such a system also has those who lose out. One of those people on the losing side is Murong Xue Zun, As a blogger, novelist and dissident, he has constantly criticized the Chinese system of censorship and the suppression of dissenting opinions. Unsurprisingly, the Chinese authorities don't hold him in high regard. He's seen as being a disturbance. When you meet him at a coffee shop in Beijing and ask about China's methods of surveillance and social control, his face darkens. For him, it's clear that the authoritarian state is using the social credit system to gear up for the digital age.
In the future, the Chinese government wants to better and more efficiently control its 1.4 billion citizens. The leadership in Beijing understands that the old tools of control no longer work. Residence registration, police, informers, they are not enough in the digital age, the age of social media. In order to further develop the system of social control, the state has created this social credit system. It's become part of the totalitarian internet society of the 21st century.
This new form of social control has deep roots in China. The revolutionary leader Mao Zedong introduced the so-called danweis, or working units, to which every Chinese person was assigned. The danweis served to control the citizens, and misconduct was documented and punished. With the new social credit system, social control has entered the digital age, and dissidents like Murong Xuedun are likely to have a hard time of it.
In China, everyone already has one or more profiles with the government authorities. People like me have a special security profile because we are seen as a threat. But in the age of the internet, the social credit system is a whole new approach. And it scares me. I have no idea what sort of information is being gathered.
What's clear, however, is that anyone who dares criticize the Communist Party on social media or creates anti-government petitions is docked social credit points and must expect consequences. The authorities are relentless when it comes to tracking down offenders, and the state can hand out punishments at will.
What scares me most is that comments made on the internet also have an impact on social credit. For people like me who have already had many social media accounts blocked by the authorities, there's no doubt that we'll be losing out under this system. But can I do anything about it, living in China? No, I have no choice.
The authorities want to link up all of China's databases by 2020, and then they want to bring in the big corporations as well. Chinese internet giants like Alibaba and Tencent have already implemented their own credit assessment systems based on customer data, and they include their customers' purchasing behaviors. In a rare interview, Li Yinyun, the man behind Alibaba's credit assessment system, recently spoke about the plans with a Chinese financial magazine, Zaijin.
Those people who play video games 10 hours a day will be classified as lazy. People who often buy diapers are likely to be parents and will be seen as having a certain amount of responsibility.
Almost every act, every behavior leaves traces online. For the social credit system to work, everything will have to be integrated into the Chinese system of reward and punishment, guilt and atonement. Back to the coastal city of Rongcheng. 20 years ago, the area was almost exclusively the home of small-scale farmers. Today, the city is trying to push the beach tourism industry. With around 670,000 inhabitants, Rongcheng is seen as a small town in China. But thanks to the social credit system, Beijing sees it as the country's most important and most successful test region. In a restaurant on the outskirts of Rongcheng, we meet 37-year-old Sui Yixiang. Mussels, grilled eel and meat skewers are on the menu. Sui Yixiang is responsible for the social credit system in the small village of Fulushan. For her, there's been no doubt. Morality and conduct have improved through social control and assessment.
My area includes 260 families. We have a total of 560 inhabitants.
On the 25th of every month, we tally up the new social credit scores and see where people stand. Anyone who helps or engages with others receives additional points, 5 or 10. And the more points someone has, the more honest that person is. The whole atmosphere here has improved as a result. People are more active and engaged in the community, and the quality of living has improved.
Sui Yixiang proudly points at a large 3-meter-wide notice board featuring the photos of residents with particularly good social credit scores, who are therefore seen as being exemplary citizens.
People here are ranked according to 4 virtues. They are good behavior, being supportive of parents, helping others, and discouraging criminal behavior. The number of stars shows how well they live up to these virtues. This notice board only features inhabitants from our village.
Among the exemplary citizens, Chen Zhengjiang stands out. Along with his wife, he lives in a simple house in the village. Their 2 children moved out long ago. As a reward for his high social credit score, he has received a number of small red badges, which now hang above the entrance gate to his house. He's proud to be a model for the entire village.
We've had a social credit system in place in our village for several years now. Whatever we do, we think of our credit scores. We support the village. We often clean and sweep public areas. Leaving garbage or even just grass in front of our house is not allowed. If a person does not follow these rules, he's considered dishonest. When the village head asks for something, we carry out his wishes. Those people who keep things clean and orderly are seen as an example.
The political leaders in Beijing want to use the social credit system to help people become morally sound citizens and to bring order to the markets and society. All this follows the guiding principle of Chinese President Xi Jinping, which aims to create a harmonious society. But critics like Murong Xuezhen think the idea is absurd.
China is constantly talking about a harmonious society. But President Xi Jinping's definition of harmony is different from how it's defined by people like me. President Xi wants strict order, a society in which only one voice is allowed, with no opposition. But a society that is so strictly controlled by the government cannot be innovative or creative.
There are doubts as to whether China will really be able to successfully bring together all the information on its citizens in a database by 2020. But even in its early stages, Beijing's social credit system is unrivaled in size and scale. No other country is pushing so radically to socially control its citizens in the digital age. To control, to evaluate, to reward, and to punish. DW